Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 5th, 2023. What thoughts are we interested in? Question. The Creator gives me different thoughts and I am afraid that my friends will find out about them. Who should be responsible for this? Where is he? Where am I? What am I responsible for? What should I pass to him? Answer, until you reveal everything that is in you to the Creator and to your friends, you will not correct yourself. And so it is for each of us. We are talking about spiritual thoughts. We are interested only in how we can connect and help each other. And the fact that each of us is a small animal does not interest us. Question, what does it mean to open myself completely to the Creator? I am already in before him as if in the palm of his hand. Answer, do not hide your love for him from the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 16, 2023. To come to feel others. Transition to the human degree. Question, is it true that the human degree is a degree where we are collectively one man, and not each a person individually? Answer, yes. Eventually, when we all unite as one man with one heart and fully feel each other, we will again come to the degree of one man, the degree at which the Creator originally created us. In the meantime, we see each other separately. This is called the wild donkey degree. We will move into the human degree when the feeling of giving to another is revealed in us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 16, 2023. To come to feel others. The letter Bet is a symbol of the beginning and the end of creation. There are two points, one concealed, hidden, and one disclosed. And because they are not separated, they are called first, meaning only one and not two, Baal HaSulam, Introduction of the Book of Zohar, two points. The two points represent the beginning and the end of the universe. Both points are connected to each other since the end of the world is laid at the very beginning and the beginning is laid at the end. Question, it is said that the world was created by the letter Bet dash with which the Torah begins, Bereshit. In this letter, two lines are connected. The upper and lower. What do they mean? Answer. The upper line is the line of Keter, which is completely bestowing. The lower line is Malkhut, which only receives. Both lines interconnected symbolize the beginning and the end of creation. As a result, they must match their properties of receiving and bestowing so that everything turns into a circle. Question. Baal HaSulam writes that the top point in the letter Bet is called mercy, and the bottom one is judgment. What is it about? Answer, mercy is a property of the Creator, the highest property, bestowal. Judgment is the property of receiving, the property of Malkhut. That is, there is a connection between the upper and lower lines, which they should pass through themselves. Therefore, our work is to understand the bottom line from the top line and to understand the top line from the bottom line and connect them together so that there are no contradictions between them, so that each property in them supports the opposite property in the other line, and thus the program of creation would be fulfilled in its entirety. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, August 6, 2023. What should the Prime Minister of Israel be like? Dear Michael Leitman, I live in Israel. You can see what's going on here, right? Confusion and discord. I will not ask what to do, who to vote for, whether to be right or left. I want to ask only one thing, what should the Prime Minister of our country, namely Israel, be like? What qualities should he have? What laws should he adopt? How to rule our country wisely, where every Jew is the prime minister, everyone has their own opinion. If you can, describe your prime minister to me. My response, I don't think it's even possible nowadays. I believe that we are at a stage of development when there are no sacred cows and it is impossible to elect anyone. Nobody. Only some minor internal squabbles occur and thus give us the opportunity to exist for one day, and then again for another day, and again for another day. And only in this way do we, in principle, exist. We have no program of creation, we have no program of life. Each of us has nothing at all. Each of us lives only from what we can acquire, earn, calm ourselves, eat, relax, and that's it. Everything comes from us. I think that in this way, even at such a low stage of our development, we will still come to the point that we will need an intelligent person who will be accepted by almost all citizens. And he will only care about giving us the opportunity not to tear each other apart. And we will understand that this is how he fulfills his most important task. And what will happen next, I think the upper force will take care of it. I do not see the possibility of surviving in such a state as today, the state, the people. The people of Israel have no base. They have no power. They have no truth. There is nothing to fight for. There is just nowhere to go, and that is why he fights. And this is a very small incentive to defend your country, land, people, state. I think this is a very bad state, and it can also get worse. But let's hope that people will understand that they need to artificially raise themselves to some higher ideal. And the artificial highest ideal can only be that we rise above our egoism. Question: so, we somehow come to this point? Answer: yes. Question: my question is this. You said smart leader. And then it seems they said what the mind is so that we don't tear each other apart. This is his main mind. That is, the one who will compromise and do everything so that there is no fight in the people. Is it the mind? Answer: yes. Question: is there anything else you can add there? Answer: nothing is allowed because no one knows what the truth is. And the ultimate truth is that everyone should continue to exist. Question: are we talking about our country now? Answer: yes. So that tomorrow you can get up, as you got up today, and continue this life of yours, although it is full of mistakes and harm to others. Question: so, you are saying that perhaps there will come a moment when you will not be able to get up and continue your life tomorrow, and therefore this smart leader is needed? Answer: yes. Question: this is the first question. And the second one is very sharp. You said that we have no goals. Answer: there is no goal. Question: the protection of the land, the protection of children, the state, is this not the goal? Answer: no, nothing. We do not have a divine goal, which many peoples in the world still have. Despite the fact that we live in such a terrible age. Question: what should be the goal? Answer: the goal should still be divine. That is, without accepting the upper force that governs us, and to which we must give some kind of account, without this, a person both lives meaninglessly and dies meaninglessly. Therefore, as it is said, if there were no God, he would have to be created. Question: so, you're saying it's impossible to just live here in Israel? Just live, I just live. Answer: no, it is impossible. This is such a country, this is such a land, this is such a part of the earth's surface that does not tolerate the godless, as they say. Question: are we under supervision? It's us. Answer: yes, everyone is. Question: who is an atheist? What do you mean? Answer: that there is no higher power that would be above man. Question: just this thought, there is an upper force over me, and I have to live and work with it? Answer: yes. Somehow establish a connection and live in accordance with its plan and desires, and so on. Question: what is its plan and what is its desire? Answer: this you must understand yourself and reveal, and behave toward it. Question: and if the people begin to exist like this, then there will be a leader, a ruler, and so on? Answer: yes. Then it will be for what? And the most important thing is that we don't have it. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 3, 2023. Rise above man. Question: what do you mean by a person? An ordinary person performs some mental actions due to the fact that the networks of neurons somehow shift among themselves. A machine does the same. What is the difference here? What is so special about a person? Answer: there is nothing special about a person, but no neural network can own him. To do this, you need to rise above the person, and this is a completely different area. Rising above a person means understanding his tasks, methods for solving them, and how we can allow such a person to rule the world. Question: should a person rule the world? Answer: no, he will never be able to do that. From CapTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. Balha Sulam's Innovation. Balha Sulam wrote the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah in the language of Part Sufim and Sefirot. Before him, practically no one had described Kabbalah in such volume. By this, he shows us how our desires and the connection between desires and light develop. These are sensuous states, which he tried to explain in mathematical language. One needs to understand the material very deeply and feel it in order to be able to depict it in such a physical and mathematical language. Question: it is interesting that scientists do not study the works of Balha Sulam at all. The Torah has been studied inside and out for thousands of years, but not his works. Is it because this is something new? After all, he wrote his articles only 100 years ago. Answer: the Ari began to use the language of Kabbalah even earlier in the 16th century. Question: but in the Ari's work this is very veiled, and not as open as in the case of Balha Sulam. Do you think the time will come when people will be exploring this, or will it stay like that? Answer: I think that people will be exploring this from being alive, since we are in the transition from the concealed world to the world of revelation. Therefore people will feel like it is actually happening. From CapTV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, August 13, 2023. New Life 83. A Talk on Emergency Situations, Part 1. Dr. Michael Leitman in conversation with Aaron Levi and Nitzan Mazatz. Why is the nation of Israel considered by the world to be a special nation? What does this mean about the responsibility it has? How through workshops and sessions can we speed up what the nation of Israel must realize as soon as possible? We are in a special time where the entire world is against us. The nations of the world have grouped together against us, and now we have nowhere to run. Jews have been expelled before, but always someone has been willing to take us in. It seems that is no longer true. We need to examine why Israel is so special. We need to look at our roots from the times of Abraham until today. The wisdom of Kabbalah is our foundation. We must learn it and discover it. It is calling us and inviting us to finally begin to use it. The time has come to understand the system of this reality, the cause and the process and the purpose of the world, and what special role we are destined to play in these times. We need to tell everyone how special this group of people is, with its purpose to bring everyone into one unified whole, so that we will all come together as one man with one heart, for all the evil to turn into good. If Israel fails to fulfill this role, then accordingly these same forces that need to be balanced will instead act against them. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah telling us? Abraham discovered the wisdom and explained in Babylon how to solve the crisis through unity and connection. Nimrod persecuted him, so he left with his thousands of followers. Over time, this group of Kabbalists began to call itself the Nation of Israel, Yasharel, directed toward the Creator, toward bestowal, toward love of others. We find ourselves today in the same crisis that existed in Babylon, and this plan demands to be fulfilled. All the nations are desperate, and it is natural for them to blame us for everything that they are feeling. We need to understand that the upper force is aiming us in this direction. We need to be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests. We need to aim toward the internal fulfillment of the connection between us. Once we ourselves have become connected and united, we can turn to the rest of the world to correct the human ego. We must not escape, instead we must fulfill our purpose. We need to explain how we will be able to unite together in practice. We have experts who can take people through this process. We need to offer a series of practical actions in all kinds of forms for participants to feel how well it works. We read texts, talk about it, and try to put it into practice. Through film and theater skits, we can explain what a workshop is and show them how to behave. We can invite people to talk together in community centers where we present lots of different activities, short films, songs, games, activities for kids and the elderly, something for everyone. The important thing is the emotional participation. We explain the activities and then go out and do them. In our unity, we will experience a special advancement where we come away with a new viewpoint. We will learn together that unity and connection are truly in our nature. We will suddenly feel how close together we are, and we will find this powerful internal force that is our salvation. This is the upper force, the force of love. From CAB TV's New Life 83, a talk on emergency situations, October 15, 2012. This summary was written and edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora: does karma only decide our fate, or can we influence it by learning from our mistakes? We indeed have the ability to influence our fate, but karma plays no role in doing so. We can influence our fate solely by increasing our aspiration for unity. Especially if we involve ourselves with others who share an aspiration for unity, we can then amplify such a longing and positively influence our fate. If, however, we do not increase our aspiration for unity according to such opportunities that present themselves, then we enact a negative influence on our fate. Nature is leading us all in the direction of greater and greater unity, and we thus have one way to influence our lives positively or negatively, whether or not we align ourselves with the unifying direction that nature guides us to. Accordingly, we either become cut off from nature's unifying forces and discover negative influences, losses and suffering across the board, or we make it possible for the unifying forces to pass through us and generate a positive influence. Based on a Kabbalah lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on November 8, 2015. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.